Welcome back to another episode of Studio Flow, where we listen to everything so you don't have to. One of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Manny Fontaine.
What's groovy?
And today we are talking Kalila debut album, I believe, Take Me Apart, released October 6, 2017. First off, let me apologize to Jason, who emailed Studio Flow Pod back in August asking for us to review this album. And I took forever to get back to him. And then two, I was like, we'll mention it in the weekly wrap up. And then I was like, you know what? Let me check it out. So hopefully he's still listening. If not, I'm finna email him back with the link. It don't really matter. But I'm not doing executive producer. Screw it. Jam City. He wasn't executive producer, but he did a lot on this album. Mm-hmm. Bok Bok, Nas, Maki. Is that Nas? I know it's Quest, K-W-E-S, Al Shucks, Maki, Acra. That's Arca. So if you don't know who Kalila is, she is an Ethiopian, second generation Ethiopian American, born from D.C., singer-songwriter. She worked with Solange. Her debut mixtape was Cut For Me, released in 2013. She had an EP in October 2015 called Hallucinogen.
That's the first one I got on.
Yeah.
Hallucinogen, was really dope to me.
Yeah.
And she used a lot of different sounds in that.
Yeah, I was going to say dance, grime, house, electro, yeah. R&B, techno. And I think that's one of the things that stood out about this album. But so... When I first threw on Frontline, I think that hit me before it hit her voice hit me was the sound. I'm like, yeah. Oh my God, the way this album sounds is amazing.
And she has a unique sound herself. Like, she doesn't sound like anybody else. And I think that's great as a...
No, she don't sound like anybody else today. I think she sounds a lot like Janet Jackson. And she has said that too, of like, especially like on Waiting on the Bridge, you're like, sound like Janet. And then on Frontline, and I was getting CeCe Peniston vibes, and I was like, man, we did not give CeCe Peniston enough respect because she was an R&B singer, but she was known for dance / club hits.
Yeah, you're right.
That walk on or whatever. And I was like, go ahead.
What was dope about Frontline though? Like, I was like, Frontline's so hard. This could have been a rap song. Like, it was that good. Like, I wanted a rap feature on it. I was like, dang. Yeah,
that was the second single.
Yeah.
LMK, Let Me Know, was the first single. Then after Frontline, it was Waiting, and then Blue Light. And it doesn't take a genius to realize that this album is about a relationship. And it's not just one relationship, it's actually two relationships in it. Because the first one, by the time you get to Frontline, that relationship is already going to the end. She's like, why are you testing me? Blah, blah, Waiting. You know, the title track, Take Me Apart, is where the breakup is ready to happen. And then by Jupiter, it's over, because I think on Better, that's when Better is bittersweet, because I think Better was like, hey, I told you, you know, if we get some time apart, that'll bring us closer. Aren't we better? And I was like, I feel bad for the dude. If he like, if we better, how come we can't be together? Like, I'll talk for it. So by the time you get to LMK, Let Me Know, she's peeping somebody else. You know, they play on Truth or Dare. SOS is the booty call, which is a very sexy song, because she was like, I could touch myself, but you should come through. Blue Light, she is falling in love. And the on and on is just like, so this is the same shit as last time. It was the last relationship, and turn to dust. It's over. I'm calling you bluff. And two relationships end in this show. But it starts at the beginning, is the ending of a relationship. The middle is the start of a new relationship.
Yeah.
And then you're back to the beginning, back to the end. And then if you got that joke on repeat, it works.
And,
right?
And that's the best part. You know, we love that. Me and you love that. We love, like, you can see the story. You can see where she's going. You can see her emotions. And that's what I liked about her first EP. Well, the first EP I listened to,
Hallucinogen.
She had a song on there called A Message. And it was so like, it was like in the corner type music, like corner chilling, trying to figure out where you went wrong type music. And it was just like I love those type of songs where you get like hella emotions and you just like trying to figure out where to go and stuff. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I like the... just going back to this album, I should have wrote exactly what song, but it had to be early in there. But they were playing with her voice, as far as like you can hear an echo, and it was at a time when she's talking to herself. So I'm like, oh, that was smart. And then when you get back to the production, there's parts in this album where I was just like, okay. I think Better is like a good example of this. The first half of Better, I was just like, all right, I don't know what this is. I mean, it's okay. But then that second part kick in and you like, oh shit, this is amazing. Yeah. Like you had to go through that quote unquote sludge to get to this. And then she has amazing bridges and pre-chorus and runs throughout this whole album.
And that's what I like about her as an artist. Because like she uses sounds that you were like, damn, you gonna use this sound?
Like you said, you gonna use a water drip? You go, I rock with it, you know, but Timbaland leaves baby sounds.
And it works though, but like that, but that's refreshing to us because it's like everything sounds the same so much now. Like it's just it gets annoying. And so when you, like when I first ran into her, I was like, a message is the first thing you hear on the EP. And then you hear other songs, you're like, oh damn, she's broadened her horizon. She goes to all these different sounds and still keeps herself. I think that's the hardest thing in artistry is like you choose all these different sounds and you still remain the same within over the music. Yeah. It's not like her trying or stressing. And that's what I love about this artist in itself is because the artists we have been doing lately are artists, really.
Yeah.
Rather than being like
I'm just a rapper. I'm just a singer, and other people write for me. Like, no, these singer songwriters, they have a different vibe when you listen to them.
Yeah,
and I'm not taking anything away from the singer because I'm saying it. But the great ones can make you think like, did they write this?
Yeah,
like, did you tell the person about your life? Because this shit really hit home.
Because the pain that you bring into the song, it makes it feel like it was meant for you or written for you. Like it was, that's how beautiful it was.
Yeah. Get into this. It's another, we've listened to so many amazing R&B albums. I was like, man, is this going to be the year where we actually be like, when we get to our year round, like here's the best R&B albums. Here's the best hip hop albums. Here's the best. Because It's getting ridiculous with R&B.
Yeah, it is.
I'm telling you. Really,
I mean, but our rap has been pretty good this year. This has low key been a good year.
Rap been so good that I had to remind. I said that Big Sean came out this year.
Yep. You're forgetting about things. Shoot. You got to remind yourself Kendrick came out this year because they're playing his music so much. You're forgetting it came out this year.
Kendrick,
like
Rick Ross, Joey Badass,
2 Chainz.
Yeah, a lot. It's going to be tough to do this, but. Back to this album, amazing top to bottom. Love the sounds too, and it's one of those albums
it has
you
a
can
great
just
flow too.
You can throw it's an album that if you don't pay attention to the words, sort of like another R&B dude, Daniel Caesar,
mm-hmm.
where everybody's like, "It's a beautiful album." I was like, "This is some sad shit," and this album is in the vein of another sad love song, the album.
I like that. I like those moments where you can be like. Oh, I remember how that felt.
I'm gonna recommend there's 2 things. One you can check out. One y'all need to check out. She sat down with iHeartRadio and did a track for track breakdown of the album.
See, I hate when John does this because he doesn't tell nobody else. He watches his stuff.
Telling y'all, there are a few. It's only 14 minutes, but there are some songs on there where she gets to crying. She's like, "I remember how I felt when I wrote that, and I remember a space I was in." And you're just like, "Oh goodness gracious!"
Why did you send this to me?
I was gonna say I just watched it today, but I knew about it last weekend before, so I was like, I could have sent you the link.
Okay.
I'm the only one to be watching it and doing a little bit of research.
I'm a person, like, I listen to the music, and I just fall into the music, and I just stay in the music. That's how I do it.
Yeah, I downloaded it, made sure I watched it.
But I wish she got, like, a Breakfast Club interview.
These are the type
of artists that really need to shine more.
We need to be on. I definitely would have sat down with Kalila and be like, let's talk.
Yeah, because she's like a House of Blues artist. Like, you know,
you know what? It sucks. She's coming to Chicago November 6th, so Monday from next. So wow. I'm like, damn. Not gonna be able to catch her.
Is it me that October just go by so fast?
It did.
I feel like it just started and it's over with.
All right, I just sent you the link, so you can't be like, oh, you give me, you see this? Watch it. It's dope. Let me go ahead and give this one a 4.5 out of 5.
I'm giving it a 5.
Oh, Manny Fontaine dropped the 5.
I mean, just because I see the elevation from both albums. Even, you know, we usually don't compare it like that, but I thought it was beautiful to see.
Always compare it to yourself.
Yeah, you always
compare it to yourself. I don't want to say, well, this is not what SZA did or Kalani. This is what you did, and I think it was amazing. Mm-hmm. And I want her to get more recognized, because we always say, like, people like, oh, there ain't no good R&B music. There's tons.
I love that conversation, because we always can say there's so much good music out there.
All right, we got to wrap up. At One and Only, at Manny Fontaine, at Studio Flow Pod, let us know what you think about Kalila, Take Me Apart, and then don't hesitate to email us to tell us to check out other albums. We might review it that we miss. Until next time, peace.
Peace.
But I'm working out, it's just my luck. Should I say, can we go to bed? Now we're back to where we started from, and I wait, I wait, and I wait for you to turn around. But I know you're right, we're never coming down. But I know you've thought about it, though we've been miles away. If they ask me, I'll tell you what's happening. Damn, and we have a good time. Spinning around, we couldn't get off a ride. I'm trying to push it, don't let